The views and comments expressed on the Space Show by its guests, callers, and listeners belong to them. The Space Show and its hosts serve only as a platform and are not responsible for others' comments or views. All topics discussed on the Space Show are primarily for educational purposes.
To go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but
we
because they are hard.
We have made it to start. 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Space Show with Dr. David Livingston. Broadcasting to 7 continents, consistently bringing you quality news and interviews with the best and brightest minds in the new space economy. Here is the founder and host of the Space Show, the man who best articulates the vision of space commercial enterprise, Dr. David Livingston.
And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to our Monday afternoon Space Show. I am your host, David Livingston. Thank you very much for tuning in. And we're on the 60-minute version of the program today. So please check your timing if you do want to get an email in or a phone call to our guest, who I will introduce in just a minute. You want to make sure you do that in time, because we're not going to go for the 90 minutes for this conference promotional program, as we're talking about the New Space 2017 conference hosted by the Space Frontier Foundation. But first, a couple of very quick announcements. Our toll-free number for those of you who would like to call us is 1-866-687-7223. Calling us is the preferable way, the preferred way to reach us, to talk to our guests, to give us a comment or question. But for those of you unable to use your phone for whatever reason, you haven't paid your phone bill or whatever it might be, you can email us at drspace@thespaceshow.com, or you can post a comment for us on our Space Show blog. To do that, go to thespaceshow.com. On the far right side is the upcoming show menu bar. This is the first show listed in upcoming shows. And when you click on it, that is the archive page for today's program. And comments are all the way down at the bottom. You do not have to log in to discuss. That's the comments program that handles our comments in order to post a comment. But I will tell you that Discuss has a really nasty habit of irrationally and randomly deleting comments and questions. And you have a better chance of not being deleted if you log into the Discuss account. So again, this is a random problem that we're dealing with, and Discuss does not seem to have any workarounds, because they don't give you controls of these issues in the setup. But again, you don't have to log in to communicate with us, and hopefully you won't be one chosen to be deleted by the Discuss program. But as I said, toll-free number is the preferred way to leave us messages or to communicate with us and to talk to our guest. And that number is 1-866-687-7223. There's a menu on the upper left of our website. So real quickly, you can order Space Show gear and things like that under the support menu. You can get the instructions under Listen Live on how to listen to a live show as well as an archive show. Please share that information with others. And on the far right is probably the most important information, and that is to support the Space Show. Remember, we're a 501c3 nonprofit with one, O-N-E, GiantLeapFoundation.org, and it is your contributions that keep the Space Show on the air. So we do need and appreciate very much your support. Remember, if you're a federal U.S. taxpayer, you get a tax deduction for your gift. And the same is true for those of you in California, as we're a public benefit corporation in the Golden State, and you get a tax deduction as well here. Check us out at our nonprofit parent site, onegiantleapfoundation.org, or email me for questions, drspace@thespaceshow.com. Remember, we're trademarked and copyrighted. You're free to download our shows and share them with other people. Very quickly, 3 rules about doing that. Don't do anything commercial with our program. Don't edit, cut, or clip the programs and put them up on YouTube or any other website, including your own, and written transcripts are not permitted either, even if they're for your own personal use. Read our full copyright statement at the bottom of every one of our spaceshow.com website pages, as well as onegiantleapfoundation.org. pages. If you have any questions, you have special needs, you want to do something with this particular show, please email me at drspace@thespaceshow.com. We do have sponsors, and so the corporate sponsors are also very important to us in keeping the space show going, and we really appreciate our sponsors. Check them out on the banner ads that go across our homepage, and they do change the content behind those banner ads from time to time. So seriously, look at them and see what the sponsors have to say. And as for the other sponsors, we usually read their messages on space show programs, but since we're doing the 60-minute program today, I'm just going to thank our sponsors and not read the messages to save our time. So we appreciate the Integrated Space Plan as a sponsor, their website, thespaceplan.com. The Space Foundation sponsors us, and again, a great organization, and you can check them out or check out their symposiums. That's what we usually promote, spacesymposium.org. Orbital ATK is a sponsor, deeply appreciative of their support. The AIAA organization, the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics, and in addition, Celestis, which is the premier memorial service company, and we appreciate their being with us as well. That brings me to our guest today, and we are talking about the upcoming New Space Conference. It will be held in San Francisco, California, at the Park Central Hotel, just across the Golden Gate Bridge from me for a change, June 27th to June 29th. And we have with us Josh Gould. He is the executive director of the Space Frontier Foundation, which also is a nonprofit dedicated to unleashing the power of free enterprise to lead a united humanity into the solar system. Josh joined the Space Frontier Foundation in early 2016 to apply his professional experience to enable the organization to grow financially. He's currently leading a dynamic team in preparation for the New Space Conference, which, as I said, is San Francisco, June 27th to June 29th. Not taking a typical path to the space industry, Josh is also an accountant working in public practice for Grant Thornton in Chicago, Illinois, focusing on financial statement audits of manufacturing, technology, and nonprofit clients. He has a Master of Accountancy and a Bachelor of Science in Accountancy from the Trulask College of Business at the University of Missouri, and is a pending licensee as a CPA, and he's doing a damn fine job with the Space Frontier Foundation. So, Josh, welcome to the Space Show for the first time. How are you?
I'm doing very well, David. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure and always great to talk about Space Frontier Foundation. Tell us a little about this year's conference. Why San Francisco? This is a first.
Yeah, so we really wanted to kind of change things up a little bit this year. As you well know, last year we moved out of Silicon Valley and off to Seattle for our conference, which was an incredible experience. We had a great host committee and a number of really awesome sponsors to help facilitate a really game-changing conference for us as a foundation. This year we wanted to kind of continue that momentum of change and pivot down to San Francisco. So the reason we kind of chose that location is to kind of bring us a little bit closer to home and nearer the Silicon Valley area, so we can kind of recapture and bring back any of those people that didn't quite make it up to Seattle last year, but also just explore a really awesome new city and hopefully attract some new registrants and new potential sponsors and even new speakers as the foundation has been kind of growing and our conference has been changing a little over the last few years. We're always looking to capture new markets and to have more participation from the local community. And so San Francisco is kind of an ideal mix of old and new, and I think we're really excited about being in the city this year.
When I go to your New Space 2017 website, which, by the way, listeners, is newspace.spacefrontier.org. It says New Space 2017 Convergence. So tell us what Convergence is talking about.
Yeah, so convergence is our new theme this year, and it's something that I think really it underpins what the Space Frontier Foundation has been trying to do for the last several years. We're trying to bring together cross-disciplinary collaboration from not only the private sector, but also the public sector, along with startups, investors, entrepreneurs, and even even those that are not necessarily traditionally involved in the industry, and bringing them together to converge and form a critical mass of enthusiasm and interest and advocacy that can hopefully bring the blossoming new space industry back to, or excuse me, into the forefront of our minds, and just really continue to help promote all of our ideals by bringing together people from a diverse group of backgrounds.
So how does the New Space 2017 conference accomplish that and do that? So I notice you have a mixture of keynotes every day plus various panels. There are no individual tracks or speakers like you might, say, find at a Mars Society conference or ISDC.
Yeah, we're trying to, again, be a little bit different. You know, there are a lot of large conferences, large conventions out there that, that we are a little more on the fringe in the fact that we try to stay smaller and more intimate and are able to really bring people together for more of a networking and collaborative experience. And so we're really trying to bring folks together and, really have very interesting panels that are not only, educational, but also help inspire new conversation, which we hope can build in during our networking breaks and during our other parts of the conference where we have a more open discussion.
Can you go through some of the key keynotes and panels, and in your opinion, what do we have to look forward to?
Yeah, well, some of our keynotes this year are really spectacular. Starting off on the very first day, we have Steve Jurvetson of Draper Fisher Jurvetson, and he's going to be really opening up the floor to investment in the new space industry and talking about what is attractive about the industry, what is bringing people in already, and then what levels of investment we're seeing going on. So I think he'll be a really awesome attention-getting start to the very beginning of the conference on day one, on the first morning keynote. And I think he's going to be really interesting to add a little bit more of an investment and venture capital element to our conference. You know, typically a lot of the times we'll have keynotes that are a little more technical about, for example, what a certain rocket company might be developing. But we're hoping that Steve's going to be able to bring new interest to the investment in the industry. And so he'll be kind of getting the ball rolling for us on day one. We also have a number of other keynotes coming from, for example, Dylan Taylor, who's a founding partner of the Space Angels Network, or actually now newly named Space Angels. He's going to be doing an unveiling of a new effort that he's doing called Space for Humanity, which will be a really awesome way to kind of close out the first day of the conference, as he'll be giving us a interesting look into the formation of his new entity, and then also giving us some background of the goals and what he hopes to accomplish, and how people within the new space industry can still get involved. So I think, as far as day one goes for keynotes, we're pretty excited about who is going to be joining us and the types of conversations. So I think we'll have a pretty awesome set of keynotes on day one. And that is really about our theme of influence and the who. So each day, as you may start to see as you look through our agenda, is themed around a specific area of the idea of convergence. So, for example, our first day, we're starting out with influencers and the who. So that's how we have people like Steve Jurvetson and also Dylan Taylor opening up with keynotes on that day. And also other areas. So one of our new partnerships this year is with Space Resources from Luxembourg. So we have Deputy Prime Minister Etienne Schneider coming from Luxembourg, and he'll be speaking about who is involved in this new movement, and then the exciting things that are coming out of Europe that'll be something that we can all look forward to in the coming months.
So it looks like keynotes are for the most part in the morning, and then the afternoon you go to panel discussions, correct?
Yeah, that's pretty much our framework. We like to kind of welcome people in the mornings with a strong keynote and keep the interest moving throughout the day, as well with a number of new little discussions we're starting this year called quickfires. So you'll notice these in kind of the afternoons of a few of our days. And what we're really trying to accomplish with these quickfire discussions are basically making them like 7-minute TED Talks. So basically we'll have someone come and share a new game-changing idea that they're bringing up and helping us, you know, stay involved, stay interested, and really bringing a quick lightning round of interest to the conference. So we're very excited about those.
Can you give us an example of one or two of them?
Yeah, of course. So we have, for example, on the third day, we have Ryan Holmes. He's the founder and CEO, of SpaceVR. So he'll be speaking and giving us a new insight into what we hope to do with virtual reality within the new space industry, and how we can hopefully as an industry attract new audiences and bring new people into the fold through virtual reality.
Cool. And I'm on the agenda on the website, so I'm looking at it. So as you go down, it looks like you have a keynote late in the afternoon, and then you have closing remarks for each day. Okay. So Jeff is doing that, and then are there any social events, dinners, parties? I don't know, happy hours planned, say for the first night of the conference.
Yeah, exactly. So the first night of the conference, we're looking to do a kind of free flowing networking reception. So while the location is still not quite yet finalized, and we'll unveil that soon, we're going to be having an event where we're basically going to have drinks, appetizers to bring people in after a long day of hopefully motivating and exciting keynotes and panels, to socialize and discuss with each other over a drink or two, and we'll hopefully have some thrilling conversation to kind of pivot off that. And that's one of our big themes this year, is we're hoping to bring more and more networking into the conference. One thing that we're doing this year that is a new change is we've developed an app with Attendify, where basically you can join the app, post your information about yourself, and then also you can reach out to fellow conference goers as well as speakers and panelists to spur those meetings and that collaboration. And say someone, you meet someone in the hallway, you don't get a chance to exchange a business card, but perhaps you can reach out on the app and schedule a time to talk at one of our networking receptions or an evening event, that sort of thing.
Is the app going to be available on all platforms?
Yes, yeah, it'll be available on iPhone and Android.
Is it available yet or still to come?
Yep, it is now available.
So what do we
search for? Live on the App Store. So if you search New Space 17, either all one word or separately, I think the App Store should be clever enough to pick it up. You can now download the app and sign up.
Okay.
And then we've got a bit of information in there about panelists, as well as some information to come on logistics. And we're also hoping to really use this year in case of any last-minute programming changes or any notifications we want to push out to the attendees. We can now do it all through the app. So this is kind of our way of modernizing a little bit and trying to eliminate a little bit of paper waste, so we're not having big, heavy programs floating around all day.
Ben is in Los Angeles and sent in a quick email and said, will any of the conference be live-streamed?
Yep. This year we're going to be live streaming the entire conference. I think this year we're planning on using Facebook Live's video capabilities. So we'll have all panels, quickfires, keynotes, the works will be streamed on live for all to see.
Terrific. And then the second day and the third day agendas are structured the same way?
Yeah, pretty much. So our theme for the second day is about the how. So we're going to be talking very heavily about the resources that it takes to get not only to space, but also to get companies off the ground. So we've got a very great lineup of speakers, particularly one panel that I'm maybe most excited about them all, given my background from more of a financial perspective, is the More Than Funds panel. So this will be during the morning of day two. We have it'll be moderated by Esther Dyson from ED Venture Holdings, and we'll have a number of awesome panelists, such as Sunil Nagaraj from Bessemer Venture Partners, Alan Chang from Lightspeed, and Ofra Lapid from SpaceNest. So I think it'll be a real thrilling discussion about not only what it takes to get funding if you're an entrepreneur or startup, but also to see what makes it different, like what entrepreneurial ideas really stand out in the thriving new space industry, and then what else you need. Like, is it a networking type of background that is really the most important? Is it a rock-solid business plan? Is it charismatic leader? Just kind of what else beyond funding is necessary for companies to get off the ground in this new industry.
So on the second day, you have something called the Launchpad Reception. What is that?
So Launchpad is something new we're doing this year. And I know that seems to be the kind of theme. We're doing a lot of new things this year. But it wouldn't be new space if it wasn't new. But the Launchpad is going to be kind of like a modified, it's a blend between a modified exhibit hall and a deal flow for entrepreneurs and venture capital. So essentially, it'll be beginning immediately following the day's programming, and we'll have it in a separate room within the hotel. And basically, we'll have startup companies as well as venture capital and investors coming together in a casual setting. We'll have couches, chairs, little areas set up where if you're a startup or a new business that's just getting underway in the industry, you can display some of your product. You can kind of talk to others in the industry about your ideas and what you're doing and what's new. So kind of that exhibit hall style that we've had in the past. But then also we're going to be kind of focusing things more on the investment side. So we'll be having some great conversation, a few introductions and things in there of how we can facilitate that deal flow between these new startups and the investors. And so that's kind of another one of our ideas of convergence, in that we are trying to get people to come together, both startup companies and investors, to hopefully strike some deals. Like we've definitely had success in the past. I know of many times where we've had companies and investors, you know, sit in a networking break and really hash out some key points and get that deal flow started. So the Launchpad will be a pretty interesting starting point for that, we hope.
Is it available to everyone at the conference or only to those target audiences?
No, it'll be available to all attendees. So we're hoping to, as we're positioning it immediately following the end of programming, we're hoping that we'll get a large turnout of everybody to kind of filter back through after the day's program is completed. And we'll have drinks and hors d'oeuvres and things like that as well there to satisfy the hunger you may have been harboring during the afternoon's programming.
What do you do for lunches during the day? Are there lunches and speakers at the lunches, or everyone's on their own?
So lunches are, again, I'm sounding a bit like a broken record. We're doing a little differently this year as well, too. So the opening day on the Tuesday, the first day of programming, we'll be having kind of an opening welcome banquet reception. And then there'll be kind of a speaker, which is to be named, and we'll talk about recap the day's programming as well as get people excited for the afternoon, and then have a nice meal together. But what we're doing for the rest of the conference is we're hoping that the new networking breaks that we've got going on, the new app that we've broken out this year, will hopefully facilitate people to strike up lunches on their own and strike up deals together and and really facilitate that networking. And so we're hoping that people will take the time to set up lunch meetings and then come back and listen to some incredible programming in the afternoon.
So for people who don't live here or aren't familiar with San Francisco, let's digress from the program for a minute, since they're going to be expected to strike out on their own and all that. So the hotel obviously has places to eat in it, but for people who don't know San Francisco or where this is, can you talk a little bit about the area and what may be there for them to support their activities at the conference?
Yeah, of course. So San Francisco is a thriving metropolis itself. It has tons to offer, and the Park Central Hotel is located right in the heart of downtown. And so there's all kinds of restaurants, bars, even shopping located just a few steps away. So we're hoping that this year with the app we've got built in, plus we'll send out some, some other information to our attendees that can point them in the right direction of good restaurants, food spots in the area, and hopefully we can kind of pivot on our collaboration and networking to get people excited about going and grabbing a lunch with a new, hopefully new friend or potentially a new investor or something like that.
So for the most part, people get to the hotel, they don't need to have a car, they don't need to have transportation. Everything is there or within easy walking distance, correct?
Correct, yeah. It's we're set right in the middle of the market district, so there's all kinds of shopping, dining, everything you could possibly need is just a couple blocks or a couple footsteps off the front door.
Yeah, so it's very convenient, listeners. So lots to do in and around this particular location. What do you have? You have something planned for the second day in the evening, I saw. Well, that's the launch pad reception that we talked about.
Correct. Yeah, we're hoping that that'll be kind of immediately following the conference, and that'll get people talking and then hopefully moving further out into the city. And we'll also, of course, be giving ideas of other restaurants or bars or things like that people, if they want to enjoy the nightlife in San Francisco, they are more than welcome to do so after the launch pad.
Now, on the third day of the conference, you close and you have the traditional new space banquet and award ceremony, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So this year, again, we're doing things a little differently, too. Moving along with that theme of keeping people talking and getting people excited about networking, we're going to be doing the New Space Awards still within the dining area of the hotel. So it's a wonderful space, and we'll hope we'll have some great food and drinks and things there. But we want to keep the conversation flowing a little more. So we're going to be having, rather than a kind of a sit-down heavy meal, more of a high-top tables in addition to low-down tables as well, and some appetizers, light food, good drinks, and hopefully we can make it a little less of a traditional sit-down banquet where you only really get to network with the people immediately at your table, but also something a little bit more fluid where you can get up, walk around, meet others, and then we'll, of course, have some exceptional programming with our New Space Awards.
So this is your version of speed dating for networking?
Yeah, I guess you could put it that way. Yeah, we've got the apps now, or we've got the wining and dining. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Speed networking instead of speed dating, right?
Right.
Do you ring a bell after 5 minutes?
Flow.
Yeah. Do you ring a bell after 5 minutes and we change our position? So is the awards banquet, it's separate when you register? You have to do a separate registration for that as you
Correct.
Did in the past?
So
okay.
Currently the way we have things set up is we have our all-access registration, which will give you access to the banquet, and then we will also do a separate ticket for those that maybe are only showing up for a day or two of the conference, or maybe someone that's got a student registration but it's still interested in going to the awards reception will have a separate ticket for that as well.
Do you have, out of the 3 days, a personal favorite of a keynote or a program that you care to divulge?
Yeah, well, as I had mentioned before, the More Than Funds panel is pretty fantastic for me, at least on day two. But another area that's really interesting on day one, we've got a panel sponsored by Perkins Coie called the Founders Forum. So essentially it's going to be a group of founders, CEOs of companies. For example, we've got Chad Anderson, CEO of Space Angels, who'll be joining the panel. And we'll also have Lowell Ness, who's a partner at Perkins Coie, and Ian Christensen, who's at Secure World Foundation. And we'll be discussing kind of getting it'll be essentially a crash course for entrepreneurs. So getting someone that's got an idea, maybe they're an aerospace engineer at a large industry company, and they're thinking about maybe going out on their own and doing something new within the industry. And I think this panel will be incredible for getting people enthusiastic about potentially going out on their own as an entrepreneur, and then also giving them the life lessons that it takes to be successful. So I think the Founders Forum panel on day one is another highlight of mine.
Jack in Las Vegas says, I haven't heard you mention any special program or meeting for advocates. Is there such a thing as the advocates meeting this year?
Yeah, so we will still be doing an advocate pinning type of ceremony on the third day as kind of part of the awards reception as well. So we will have maybe a little more private and intimate ceremony for the advocates themselves to recognize those that are being pinned as new advocates this year, and then also bringing together advocates of old to celebrate what they've been doing in the industry, and then also the progress that the conference and the foundation has been making.
We're about a month away. So have we passed like early bird registration fees? Are there any deals to be had, or are we already beyond those points?
So we have passed the early bird stage. We kind of close that off at the end of April. However, we've got a number of other programs out there. So for example, for listeners of the Space Show, we do have a discount code. So if you're listening and have a pen handy, for 10% off of any registration, be it just a day pass or all access or basic registration, or if you're a student out there that's listening to the show, the code is NS17 Space Show. So NS17 Space Show is the code for a 10% discount on any registration.
And the Space Show is all one word?
All one word, correct. And we can hopefully we can circulate that in the archive at this time.
Yeah, definitely. Does it matter if it's uppercase or not?
We have it set as all uppercase, but I don't believe it's case sensitive.
Okay, I'll just say all uppercase. What about hotel deals? Are they past that point? Is there still hotel space left at the conference hotel?
Yeah, last time I checked, we do still have room left in our room block. So we do have a preferential rate with the Park Central Hotel. So if you once you go on and register, immediately following your registration, you'll get a screen shown that'll help you complete your new space experience, and it'll take you to the Park Central Hotel's booking website, so you can reserve your room right from there. And then also, if you have already potentially signed up but didn't get a chance to book, you can still go to our website, newspace.spacefrontier.org, and you can check out the hotel deal from there, the location tab.
I have another logistic question from you, from Carolyn, who is in Seattle, and she said, do you have information on your website, I'm not looking at it right now, that gives you directions to San Francisco from either San Francisco or Oakland Airport?
I don't currently have that put up at the moment, but that is a great thought, and we'll make sure we have that on in any communications we got out there. We'll give you a little kind of starter guide to Cisco if you're new to this, as I am as well, and we'll have that information included.
For some reason, you're starting to cut out, so I don't know. This is not a digital line, is it?
Can you hear me okay still?
Well, I do, but you're getting clipped. So it sounds like it's a digital line that's doing the clipping through compression, but I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. We'll soldier on it.
yeah, you're actually clipping bad. That's a characteristic of a digital line, as the compression mounts up as we talk, and then when it gets so full of compression, it starts clipping. So let's see if we can, if it won't be too bad. If it's too bad, I can stop and call you back and start the call over again. But let's see how this goes. Programming is, well, first of all, you mentioned a sort of combination with an exhibit hall. Does this mean that you're doing something different this year in terms of having an exhibit hall?
Yeah, so this year, given the space requirements, we're hoping to have, if you are interested in exhibiting something, you can get in touch with our team, and we'll point you in the direction of our launch pad event on day two. In the past, we've either had a dedicated exhibit hall, or last year we had a kind of impromptu exhibit hall open up in the hotel lobby. So we're of course welcoming, if you have something you want to show off and demonstrate for everyone, we can get in touch with our operations team and make sure that we're able to assist. But just feel free to reach out to us if you want to bring something along, and we can either point you in the direction of the launch pad or maybe set up something special for you.
So there is no always open and available exhibit hall from the moment the conference opens to the moment it closes. The exhibit hall is part of the launch pad event.
Correct, yeah. So we're trying to kind of focus things a little more on that specific event. But if the need arises that someone's got something really awesome they want to show off, then I think we can definitely accommodate.
Okay, so when you say contact us on the team, so on your website there is a contact. So that's where they get on all the information as to who to contact, right?
Yeah, on the Contact Us page, we've got members of our awesome chair team this year. So you can get in touch with myself there. My email's on there. Or you can touch with, for example, if you're looking at potentially exhibiting something, reach out to Kier. He's our operations guy, and he'll be happy to help organize. So anything and everything you could potentially need about New Space, you can get in touch with us directly right there on the Contact Us page.
Right, and listeners, I'll put all of this information in the summary when I archive the show, so you will see it there. Any idea of what kind of attendance to expect?
We're hoping to kind of repeat on the success of last year. I think last year we had, including speakers and press and everyone, upwards of 700 individuals. So this year we're shooting to regain that level of individuals, but we, as always, we're trying to keep the conference a little more intimate than maybe something as large as a big multi-day trade show kind of thing. We're trying to make sure that everyone's able to be fully accessible to each other and that you don't get lost in the crowd, but instead you're able to really make those meaningful relationships and connections moving forward.
Just your closest 700 intimate friends, right?
Exactly.
Business casual is the typical dress?
Yeah, of course. If you feel like wearing a spacesuit, of course we're not going to turn you away. But I think business casual is fine, or the smart casual look, as it is popular in Silicon Valley, of the untied shirt. Or
Alex is in Dallas, and he says, "Is programming fixed? Is there any possible way for people who think they might have something to say or contribute can be part of the programming?"
So programming right now is pretty close to final. We've got a few little spots that we're wiggling around. But if you are interested and you have a story to tell or something to share, we, of course, are trying to stay as flexible and dynamic in that matter. So feel free to send me an email. I can put it in the direction of our awesome programming team that's been working tirelessly for the past several months to get everyone confirmed, and we'll see if he can sneak in.
So they should send a note to you, and they can get your address off of the Contact Us on the website.
Yep, that's correct.
Listeners, if you do think you have something to contribute, I would advise you not to wait very long, because that opportunity will go by the wayside fairly quickly. So act on it sooner, not later. That would be my advice. Do you get into anything like the space policy, the new Trump admission? Might we be going to the moon? Might we be building an orbital space station around the moon? Any of the things we read about in the press that might give an indication of what NASA and our space policy might look like? And then, again, today we're seeing that Trump is calling for a cut of about $500 million to the NASA budget. So is there any programming about policy, budget, sort of government space program priorities?
Yeah, absolutely. So on actually the latter half of day two, we have a panel titled What's New in Public Funding Innovation. So this is going to be organized in part with one of our partners, NASA, SBIR. And so we'll have a panel on what is coming out of the traditional government-run space industry and is breaking that fringe and pushing the frontier further and even into the new space industry. So Jen Gastetic, from NASA SBIR will be moderating this panel. And we've got Chris Kirchhoff from DIUX. We've also got Ian Gurr from he's the director of Cyclotron Road from the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, and a number of other panelists to hopefully bring back some of the NASA and traditionally public-funded innovation back into the New Space Conference. I know sometimes in the past the New Space industry itself is maybe kind of brushed shoulders with traditional government-funded aerospace industry, but we're ensuring that we're being as inclusive as possible with public funding innovation. I think there's some really awesome things that are coming out of this, and also to piggyback on this, the NASA SBIR has their Industry Day actually just following our conference. So on the Friday following the conference, they begin their programming at NASA Ames, and so we'll hopefully, maybe if you're planning on coming in for the conference and feel like staying an extra couple of days, the Industry Day at NASA SBIR will be something you won't want to miss.
Do you know how you register for that or how you get involved in that?
Yeah, if you go to sbir.nasa.gov, you can take a look at the information on there. They've got news about programming, and you can register online.
Okay. Take us away a little bit from the conference, and how do people participate or join or become involved in the Space Frontier Foundation, or is that only through the conference?
No, not at all. So the Space Frontier Foundation is, we have a very open-door policy. If you express any sort of interest in the industry, we are the place to get your start. For example, when I joined the foundation a little over a year ago, just through happenstance. I emailed a friend who happened to know last year's conference chair, and we got connected, started talking, and I came in even before the conference to start helping out our financial team and getting our planning get all of our debits and credits in a line. So we're absolutely open and looking forward to having new volunteers coming in, and our organization is it wouldn't be anything without the incredible passion of our volunteers that really drive us forward and help organize these incredible events that we're trying to put on.
So involvement with the foundation is mostly through volunteer in some area?
Yeah, so our foundation is almost completely volunteer-driven. So we have an incredible board of directors that provides oversight, but all of our major projects are ran by volunteers, and we try to keep everybody together and moving in the same direction. But it's pretty amazing what the mind of a volunteer can come up with when they're so driven and passionate about the industry and about the foundation and also the conference. It's really incredible what our team of volunteers spread across the country and even across the globe are starting to put together.
What got you interested in space? So you told us how you were led to the Space Frontier Foundation, but what event or what transpired to get you interested in space?
Well, I've always been a bit of a closeted space nerd. I had the glow-in-the-dark stars above my bed when I was a kid and a model of a Saturn V on my nightstand, but I've kind of grown up with space, and one of the turning points for me was I was actually born in England and moved to the States when I was around 12 years old. But one of my first trips to America was to Orlando, and I saw the shuttle launch over the roof of a building in front of me, and just seeing that sight is something that you really can't erase from your memory, and it's something that sticks with you for a long time. And you know, as you get older and get a little more career focused, I kind of stepped a little away from my interest in space. But I guess if I have to put one moment, it was at a bookstore in Colorado, and I picked up a copy of Andy Weir's The Martian, and that it made it all come back, and that's what spurred me to keep excited about the industry. And then, of course, as you look at the incredible things that Elon Musk is doing with SpaceX and Jeff Bezos with Blue Origin, it's hard not to get sucked into the incredible things that are happening.
I have another question for you. Helen is Boston, and she says, I've been looking at your website while we're talking, and this is late June. School is out, and if my husband wants to come out for this conference, he might want to take myself and the kids. So I'm wondering if you have arranged things to do, tours, or suggested activities for family members who won't be attending the conference activities but would be coming out there along with the person who will be attending the conference activities. San Francisco has a lot to offer, but for people who have never been there before, perhaps it would be helpful if the foundation had some guides or ideas or even events for family members.
Yeah, of course. No, that's a great point and a great question. And as always, we're trying to we're thrilled to be in San Francisco. And one of the reasons why we chose such a incredible city is just the wide variety of things to do outside of the conference. So if you're bringing a family or bringing a spouse or anyone else that is interested in or maybe doesn't want to necessarily go to the conference, we'll begin sending out email blasts and things like that, along with our other marketing promotions of what to do in San Francisco and what other things might keep you captivated while maybe somebody else is off at the conference.
Are you still planning to alternate between Seattle and the Silicon Valley area every year, or will it stay down here, or what are your plans for 2018?
Yeah, so 2018 we will be returning back to Seattle. We're still kind of in the process of getting the specific locations ironed out again. But yeah, we are planning on kind of doing a bit of a rotation between the two space and tech hubs, and I think that Seattle really welcomed us very well last year, and we're very excited to go back next year.
For somebody who is straddling the fence, one side on go, one side on don't go, why should they go, and what would be reasonable expectations for them?
Well, I think that the lineup of programming we have this year is so deep. You know, in the past we've had maybe a couple really strong keynotes and some great supporting panels, but I think this year there's not really a day that I can say that would be weaker than the rest. I think we really build on our theme of convergence, and we really keep people interested with the different types of programming we're having each day. So I think if you're on the fence and you're thinking about it, check out our website, look at the speakers. We actually just released just yesterday the full agenda on the website, which has not only the types of sessions and the types of keynotes and things like that on there, but also has links to the individuals that are going to be speaking or taking part in that keynote. And you can learn a little more about the individuals, their incredible backgrounds and things like that. So I think that our programming is really incredible this year, and I don't think you're going to want to miss out.
Probably not. And listeners, I'm planning to be there. I noticed that a good percentage of your speakers have been guests on the Space Show. So for me, it will be fun because I don't ever get to meet most of the guests face to face. I mean, you know, this is all telephone, like I'm doing with you.
Yeah, no, I think that's a kind of a testament to not only the space show, but also the conference, is that we've got a pretty incredible industry that's really blossoming in these types of events, and the outreach that you yourself, David, have been doing these past several years is really starting to work and really starting to come home. And I look forward to seeing you there and the other panelists and speakers that you've had on the show before.
Well, one of these years we'll say next year on the moon and mean it.
Exactly. Moon, Mars, wherever.
Someplace other than terrestrially. Is there a significant and growing international component with the Space Frontier Foundation?
Yeah, there is. So I'm glad you brought that up. So one of our new partners this year that we're doing a tremendous amount of work with is the Luxembourg Trade and Investment Office. They have a really awesome new outlet going and a new innovation with their space resources program. So essentially the government of Luxembourg is being very heavily involved in the industry and trying to really make their country a hub of new space within Europe. And I don't want to give too much away just yet, as we'll save that for Mr. Schneider to speak about during the conference. But keep your eyes peeled for a potential new space conference coming this fall across the pond in Europe.
One for Europe, or centered in Europe, not here in the United States.
Correct. Yeah. So I'll let the Deputy Prime Minister unveil that to the world at New Space. But just as a bit of a teaser, yeah, we'll be traveling across the Atlantic and hopefully having something pretty special lined up for this fall.
Well, I do know that there are several national space agencies that are being formed along the lines of supporting commercial space property rights, trying to eventually get some amendments or modifications to the Outer Space Treaty. So it does seem to be growing and spreading internationally, so it would be natural for the Space Frontier Foundation to also be growing and spreading its wings internationally.
Yeah, absolutely. We also do have members and a delegation coming over from the UAE Space Agency that will be speaking on, I believe, day one. So it's really incredible, even when we're seeing just where people are signing up from to attend, and even the press coverage and inquiries we're getting from across the world. We've had news agencies from South Korea that are fascinated by what's going on the west coast of the United States in terms of this industry, and we're hoping that this year, New Space 2017, will be an incredible opportunity for people from across the world to come together and hopefully take this industry outside of its incubator in the west coast and to the rest of the world.
Do you get a chance to enjoy the conference, or is this a working event for you?
This will be it'll be a bit of both. And I think I'll be running around in the war room, as we call it, backstage, and making sure everything's going smooth and any changes are getting pushed out on our app. But yeah, I'll be mingling and discussing with attendees, and I will also be opening the conference on the first day and giving my thoughts to the crowd. So I think it'll be a fun time, and it's something that we've been working. Both myself and the incredible group of volunteers, we've been working on this since, must be September of 2016, just trying to get everybody organized and ready to go. So I think all of our hard work is going to pay off in a couple weeks, and hopefully we'll all get to enjoy it.
Randy is in Tucson, Arizona. He's probably going to have the last question of the day because we're coming up on that hour. He says, I'm really curious, given that you work for an accounting firm, I'm sure being the executive director takes up time during the day, so does the conference. How does your employer, who is not a part of the traditional or new space aerospace industry, see you spending time on something like commercial space and new space? Do they think this is a folly? Do they tolerate it? Is it a problem for you? Do they actually support the development of space? I'm just curious to know what a non-space company does when an employee puts time into something like this, which is really out of the mainstream.
Of course. Well, I think that the kind of accounting and consulting industry is becoming a lot more open to to really promoting their people first culture and getting people to really invest and grow their whole selves and not just be focused too hard on the debits and credits, but really explore the things that make them passionate. And, you know, when you have a large multinational accounting firms and advisory firms, they're always looking out for new industries that are blossoming where there's potential business opportunities and future partnerships. And so I think that my company is very, very welcoming of this and something that they're very open to and are very excited about having that voice out there.
What should we have talked about or promoted or told the listeners about that we've forgotten or omitted as we come close to the end of our 60-minute format show? What's been left out or what else should we mention real quickly?
Well, I think that, just take a look at our website. I think we've pretty much covered everything. Our lineup of programming is incredible. Our location this year is going to be something really fun, and I think David, you asked the right questions, and I think we got the right answers, and I think we pretty much covered things. Looking forward to a really awesome conference this year, and this is something that we've been working very hard at for a long time, and I think that it's finally going to come to fruition in just a couple weeks.
Listeners, remember that I am planning to be there. It is in San Francisco. So if you are there, email me and let me know. Would love to connect up with you and meet you. And as I said, I'll be there on all of the 3 days. So I look forward to meeting a lot of you who listen to the Space Show that I don't get an opportunity to meet for the most part. And of course, I will be looking forward, Josh, to meeting you and the other new team members for the conference and the foundation.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited to have you there, and I think that exactly what you just mentioned is that networking that we're really trying to focus on this year, and I can't wait to meet you and the rest of your listeners as well. So come find me at the conference, and we'll have a chat.
Okay, and listeners, it's newspace.spacefrontier.org. That's the website, correct, Josh?
That's correct, yep. And if you're still listening, we've got the 10% discount code of NS17 Space Show, and that'll get you 10% off of any registration you choose.
Right, and I will be sure to put that into the archive summary. Josh, I'll get this show archived later today or tonight. I'll send you the information where it is, and I look forward to meeting you in a month.
Yeah, same here. Thank you so much, David. It's been a pleasurable hour, and can't wait to see you too.
Thank you. And listeners, that's it until Friday on the Space Show when Dr. Scott Pace is our guest. Everybody have a great week. Special thanks to Josh and the Space Frontier Foundation and those putting the New Space Conference together. See you all in San Francisco at the Park Central Hotel next month. Goodbye from Josh, myself, and the Space Show.